I don't know what they'll have to call it that for, but.
Did it have legs on it, or was it?
No, just a fry, just a kind of a frying pan thing.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
Talking about things like that that might have around. A woman went out and you know, say she cut some flowers. What would you call things she put those cut flowers in? To call that?
Yeah. Vase.
What about the eating utensils on your table? What did y'all usually have coming up? You know, utensils.
Well, we had Rogers Brothers. You know, we had the forks. Knives, spoons. Different things. That's hard. Different size spoons.
They usually stainless steel? Or?
No, they were back in them, it wasn't in stainless steel. We didn't know anything about stainless steel. It was Rogers Brothers. I guess it was coated silver or something other. And this sulfur water down here turned it just as black as tar.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's sulfur water, is that supposed to be real soft water?
No, it's hard water. Yeah. I forget what the scientific name for that stuff is, but some kind of, we call it sulfur water, but it was, you know, some kind of chemical.
Do they have that kind of water in Arcadia too?
Yeah, all through this country.
Yeah. That kind of water, can you put that in your car battery?
Oh yeah, but you can get that stuff out pretty easy. In other words, you can put it in an open vessel there and it'll evaporate and get all that stuff out of it.
Oh.
And a lot of people use a spray with it to get it out, but mostly now Culligan gets it out with some kind of a little tooth. I got a Culligan outfit at my house that I get it out with.
I noticed that. I thought it had some sulfur in it, but the taste is not nearly as bad as it is in some places. I was in Failsmere, which is across from the other side of the state.
Yeah.
You couldn't drink that water. It's just terrible.
I like this. I like this ordinary sulfur water. I like to drink it, but of course, using it around the house there, it's better to have one of those things take that out. That works better. Taking a bath and stuff like that.
Do your dishes and everything,
use it
better?
Do what?
Yeah,
for
doing your dishes and all, wash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was brought up on that sulfur water, and we used it in the house and everywhere, you know, we used it for everything. But now then we use these things to get that stuff out. It works better using a washing machine and in the house and stuff.
After we talked about a while ago some of the work that maybe your mother or woman has to do, after she washes the dishes, she do what to get the soap off of it?
Dry them.
Wash and dry.
She do what to get the soap off of?
Dry them. Wash and dry.
And before she dried them, there, she wanted to get the soap off of it. She might do what?
She'd rinse them.
Yeah, we're talking about washing those dishes. What did you call them? The old guy with the rag or the cloth that you'd wash the dishes with? What did you call that?
Dish rag.
What about the one you dry them with?
A dry cloth.
What about the one you'd say you wash your face with?
Face. Let's see, what do you call it? See, like a face cloth? No. Yeah, I can't call that name. What is it?
Washcloth?
Washcloth. Okay, washcloth, yeah.
And what
about a wash rag?
And after bathing, what about the thing you can
dry
off with?
Towel.
We're talking about things like that. Say the thing that you turn on there to get the water to run out. What do they usually call them?
Spigot.
Do they call that the spigot, whether it's inside or outside?
Yeah.